It is such a wonderful joy to be with you this morning.
今仔早起真正喜乐，会通甲大家做阵。
One of my favorite stories was in the time of Claudius Caesar. The Roman Caesar.
我一个真喜爱故事，是伫罗马时代凯撒王的故事。
He wanted the Jews to be out of Rome, but the Jews wanted to stay.
伊要犹太人离开罗马，但是犹太人要住咧。
So Caesar said, "You can stay if you win me in a debate."
这个王就讲，你会通住咧，只要你赢这个甲我的辩论会。
But how can they win Caesar in a debate?
但是因要怎样来赢过这个罗马的王呢
？He is the debater. He's the judge.
伊是辩论员，伊本身也是亲像一个裁判。
So no Jews volunteered for the debate except for a road sweeper.
也无一个犹太人要自愿来甲伊辩论，只有一个扫涂骹。
And so they gave him the responsibility to debate with Caesar.
所以因就予伊这个责任，甲这个凯撒王来辩论。
On the great day, he swept his way towards Caesar.
都迄日迄一日咧，伊就一路扫涂骹，扫到王的面前。
And Caesar stood up and pointed one finger to the heavens.
在这个王咧，就徛起来。用一支手来指着天
，and the road sweeper pointed one finger to the ground。
在这里扫涂骹的，都用一个手掌指着涂骹。
Caesar looked surprised。
伊都这个王都未明白。
So Caesar pointed one finger to the road sweeper pointed three finger back at Caesar。
所以这个王咧，都用一支手指着这个扫涂骹的，伊都用三支手掌指倒等于。
Caesar looked perplexed, worried.
伊个较未明白啦。
And so Caesar took up an apple and showed to the crowd and showed to the road sweeper.
这个王咧就摕起一粒苹果，指着这个扫涂骹啊，给众人来看。
Road sweeper smiled and waved his bread to Caesar.
Bread. 所以这个扫涂骹就摕起伊个米头来对这个王摇摇的。
Caesar gave up and said, "The Jews have won; they may stay in Rome."
伊就讲犹太人赢啦，恁会通伫罗马徛落来。
The counselors came to Caesar and said, "Almighty Caesar, your wisdom is too high for us."
这个其他的有智慧的人就来见王，伊讲王啊，你的智慧超过阮会通明白的。
We don't understand this silent debate.
阮未明白这个无出声的辩论啊。
Can you please explain to us?
你会通甲咱解释一下袂
？Oh, Caesar said when he came to me, I pointed one finger to the heaven to say in the heavens there's only one God.
当这个人来的时咧，我指一个手掌对天，就讲伫这个天只有一个上帝。
As a Jew, he will agree that there's only one God.
这个犹太人应该会同意啊，有一位上帝。
I will laugh at him and say, "I, Caesar, I am the God."
伊那是对我做咧，我都会笑伊。我会对伊讲，我是凯撒王，我就是上帝。
But he pointed one finger to the ground to say, "Below, there's also Satan."
但是伊手在举着涂骹，伊讲下面也有一个撒旦。
And so I quickly insist, but there's only one God.
但是我都搁在这里肯定，就是只有一个上帝。
He said, "Yes, but the Christians believe in the Trinity."
但是伊讲基督徒相信三位一体的上帝。
And what about the apple and the bread?
但是这个苹果跟米头呢
？Oh, I told him that the world is round. My greatest scientist had discovered the world is round.
我要甲伊讲，这个科学家已经证明哦，这个地球啊是圆的。
They celebrated the road sweeper and his victory.
因就庆祝这个扫涂骹的人赢了。
So the Jews asked him, "You have won. How come your wisdom is so high? You could debate Caesar in a silent debate."
这个证人啊，就问这个扫涂骹的，为什么你的智慧遐尼高，超过这个凯撒王？为什么你会赢了这个无声的辩论呢
？The road sweeper said, "Hey, is the debate over?"
这个扫涂骹讲辩论会已经过啦。
The Jewish elders asked him, "What do you think happened?"
你是 认为阿怎咧？到底什么代志发生啊
？This was his interpretation。
这个伊就解释出来。
I went towards Caesar. He chased me out of Rome.、
我对这个王行去，伊要将我赶出罗马。
I said I want to stay.
伊讲我要待伫遮。
And Caesar gave me one warning. You better go. I said three warning. I still have to stay to debate you.
这个王讲，我给你一个警告，你就要离开。伊讲，你给我三摆的机会，我要跟你辩论。
Surprise! The Jewish leaders ask, "What about the apple and the bread?"
然后伊问讲，这个苹果跟蜜桃嘞
？The road sweeper said, "That's the funny part. He took out his lunch. I took out mine."
伊讲，这个是奇怪的代志。伊摕出你的午餐出来，我也摕我的午餐出来啊。
We need to define our terms.
啊，咱就要将这个所讲的啊讲清楚。
Otherwise, we don't understand each other.
真的无咧，咱袂彼此会明白。
Today, I want to share with you an important term we must redefine.
啊，今日咧，我要跟恁讲一件事，咱就要重新定义。
We must redefine the term worship.
咱就要对敬拜这个课题重新定义。
If you go to a Christian and ask what is worship, he will tell you it's about singing songs to God.
你若是问基督徒什么是敬拜，伊讲吟诗阿罗上帝啊。
But worship is more than just singing songs to God.
但是敬拜是超过吟诗和上帝呢。
We know worship is of the heart.
咱知影敬拜是要对心发出来。
But worship is more than just of the heart.
但是敬拜超过啊，你的心会通发出来。
There must be something that comes out of the heart.
应该有一挂对你的心出来。
And what comes out of the heart defines worship.
但是对你的心出来，决定什么是敬拜。
It is not just what comes out of our lips.
不是咱嘴讲出来的话。
It's not just what we think.
啊，不是咱所想的。
It's not just in our hearts we worship God.
啊，不是藏在心内讲我敬拜。
Out of our hearts must come obedience to God。
对咱的心，就要发出对上帝的顺服。
That is worship。
哦，这个才是敬拜。
Out of our hearts must come decisive action in the light of God's word。
咱的态应该对心内发出一个肯定对上帝的话语的反应。
That's worship。
这个才是敬拜。
Out of the heart, we must follow God's ways. That's worship.
咱应该对心来肯定，我要跟随上帝，这个是敬拜。
We learn this radical redefinition of worship to the life of Abraham.
咱透过亚伯拉罕的生命来重新定义敬拜。
Thousands of years ago, Abraham redefined worship for the people of God.
几千年前，亚伯拉罕重新定义敬拜来教导众人。
Turn with me in your Bibles to Genesis chapter 22.
我请你掀开圣经，跟我最近来掀开创世纪22章。
And this is the radical redefinition of worship.
哦，这个是真正大的重新定义。
It is in verse 5.
第五节。
Genesis 22 verse 5.
请你看第五节。
Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey. I and the lad will go over there. We will worship and return to you."
Abraham 对伊仆人讲：“恁甲驴伫遮听候，我甲同主往遐去拜一拜，就倒到恁遮来。”
Many of you know the story of.Abraham and God's call for him to sacrifice Isaac.
我相信大多数的人拢知影，上帝呼召亚伯拉罕要以将以撒来献上。
God said to Abraham, "Sacrifice your son Isaac," and Abraham obeyed.
上帝对亚伯拉罕讲，你就将你的子以撒献上。亚伯拉罕听从。
What did he call that act of obedience?
这个就是顺服的一个行动。
He said, "We will worship and return to you."
伊讲，阮去拜一拜，就倒到恁家来。
He did not say, "I will go and sacrifice my son."
伊无讲，我去将我的囝献上。
He says, "I go to worship."
伊讲，我去敬拜。
He did not say, "I will go to obey God." He said, "I go to worship."
伊也无讲我要去顺服上帝，伊讲我去拜一拜。
Because to Abraham, the two are the same thing.
Again,
the two are the same.
哦，这两项是相像的。
To sacrifice his son Isaac is to worship God.
将以撒献上是敬拜。
Because God told him to do so.
因为上帝吩咐伊就按呢做。
So to Abraham, obedience is worship.
所以对亚伯拉罕来讲，顺服就是敬拜。
True worship is obedience.
真正的敬拜就是顺服。
There are five aspects of this obedience I want to share with you this morning.
今天早起呢，我要跟你分享顺服的五方面。
So I ask you to pray with me and ask the Lord to help us together.
所以我请你跟我同心来祈祷，求上帝来帮助。
Father, help us to understand that obedience is true worship.
上帝啊，求你来帮助我们明白在敬拜内的顺服。
And help us understand these five aspects of true obedience.
让我们透过各方面来明白真正的顺服敬拜。
We thank you in Jesus' name.
我们奉主的名献上感谢。
Amen.
Amen.
There are five defining marks of obedience in the life of Abraham.
透过亚伯拉罕的生命，咱看各方面的顺服。
The first we find in verse 2, it is a complete obedience.
第二节，咱看到完全的顺服。
He said, "Take now your son, your only son whom you love, Isaac."And go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains which I will tell you.
上帝讲，你带着你的子，就是你独生的子，你所疼的以撒，往摩利亚堆去，在我所要指示你的山顶，将伊献为燔祭。
Give your only son.
将你的独生子。
This is a strange saying because Abraham had this at this time have two sons.
这个特别奇怪，因为当时亚伯拉罕有两个子。
He had Isaac, he has Ishmael.
伊有以撒，伊也有以实玛利。
So why did God say your only son?
为什么上帝讲你独生的子呢？
Because it is in Isaac that the promise of God is given.
因为只有透过以撒，上帝的应允赐落。
Isaac is the son of the covenant.
这个以撒呢是立约约的子。
All the promises of God for blessing is rested upon Isaac.
上帝所有的应允是放在这个以撒的身上。
So it's not just a story of sacrificing a son; it's sacrificing the entire complete blessing of God.Bound up in this only son of promise.
所以唔只是献上以撒，乃是将所有的应允绑在这个以撒的心中来献上。
God is saying, Abraham, are you willing to sacrifice everything for me?
上帝对亚伯拉罕讲，你愿意奉献所有给我无
？It was to be a complete obedience.
这个特别是完全的顺服。
This is what God asks of us.
这个是上帝对咱的要求。
To love Him and be willing to completely sacrifice unto Him.
要咱来听上帝，并且完全的献上。
Christianity is all about absolute surrender.
咱所信的基督教，是要你完全的拜上。
Christians don't like to hear about absolute surrender because we are a compromised church.
这个基督徒不爱听完全的献上，因为咱已经妥协了。
But God, in His love relationship with us, calls us to surrender everything to Him.
但是上帝跟咱这个完全的关系中间呢，要咱完全的来用伊献上。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because God wants to demonstrate that He is sufficient for all our needs.
因为上帝要向咱显明，伊是有能力来供应咱所需要的。
God is everything.
上帝是全能的。
And if God is everything, God is enough.
上帝既然是全能的，伊当然会供应你足够。
So the obedience that Abraham demonstrated was a complete obedience.
所以 阿伯拉罕所表现出来的信服是完全的。
My family was in London and we were worshipping God one Sunday morning.
当阮伫伦敦一个拜日的早起，阮去敬拜。
And in the church, the offering bag came.
伫这个礼拜堂呢，这个奉献袋来了。
My little daughter opened up her little purse and she took £2 and gave it in the offering bag.
这个查某囡仔伊就掀开伊的小背包，将£2摕出来。
She was very young, preschooler. I was surprised she has so much money.
伊个阿伯入去学堂读册，伊真细汉，但是我奇怪，敢伊有钱呢
？So after the service, I asked her, "Where did you get the money?"
所以敬拜这个聚会以后咧，我就问伊，你这个钱对倒落来呀
？She said, "Oh, Auntie so and so gave it to us."
哦，伊讲某咪人好怪。
Mummy say, "Don't use it in London."
啊，这个。妈妈跟我讲，唔通伫伦敦来用这个钱。
We will go back to Singapore.
我们要去新加坡。
And go to Malaysia for shopping.
啊，我们去马来西亚买物件。
£1 becomes £7.
啊，一磅咧，假做马来西亚的7块。
Then why did you give your £2? Because I want to give to Jesus.
这为什么你献上咧？伊讲我要献给耶稣。
And how much money do you have?
啊，你有偌侪钱呢
？She opened her purse and poured everything into my hands.
伊就将一皮包掀开，将所有的倒伫我的手。
There were a few £1 and 2 50 pence.
啊，有一挂一个便数，甲是50 pence.
And I said, why didn't you give the £0.01, the £0.01 to Jesus?
啊，怎你无将这个水来献给耶稣呢
？She looked at me like, why are you so stingy?
你看我，伊讲你怎样遐俭俭吧
？No, forget I asked that question. Why don't you give your 50 pence to Jesus？
啊，我问伊，为什么你无将这个税钱来献上呢
？Why did you give the £2？
为什么你花这个£2这个钱
？It's not just £1, it's £2。
不是一磅，乃是£2。
She said with deep conviction, because Jesus is the greatest, and I want to give him my best.
伊讲，伊真肯定的回答讲，因为耶稣是上帝好的，我也要将我上好的来献上。
Because Jesus is the greatest, and I want to give him my best.
伊讲，耶稣是最大最伟大的，我就要将我上好的来献上。
Worship.Is a complete obedience.
敬拜是完全的顺服。
Second is a repeated obedience.
第二呢是重复的顺服。
It is not a one-time obedience.
不是一拜就刷了。
It is repeated over and over again.
是重复一拜过一拜。
That is worship.
啊，这个才是敬拜。
We see that in Abraham's life.
咱伫遮对透过亚伯拉罕的生命看见。
Twice God directed him, but in two different directions, two opposite directions.
上帝引带伊，但是要带伊行两个相反的方向。
In verse 2, God says, "Sacrifice your son Isaac."
第二节咧，上帝讲，你就将你的囝以撒献上。
In verse 12, God says, "Do not stretch up your hand against the land."
第十二节咧，上帝讲唔通伫这个动主身上落手。
Both times Abraham obeyed，
两拜咧阿伯拉罕拢顺服。
Can you imagine if Abraham obeyed only one time？
你想看卖，那是耶稣阿伯拉罕只是顺服一拜呢
？Abraham sacrifice your son， yes。
阿伯拉罕将你的囝献上，伊讲是。
Took the knife to sacrifice his son.
伊就企刀要将这个囝斩落去。
And God says stop.
上帝讲停手。
And Abraham didn't stop.
阿伯拉罕无停手。
He would have missed the will of God.
伊就失去啊顺服上帝的旨意啦。
The story of Abraham is a story of continual, repeated obedience.
这个阿伯拉罕的代志是跟咱讲重复的顺服。
True worship is to continue to obey God over and over again.
真正的顺服呢，是咱一拜过一拜的顺服敬拜。
God is not looking for a one-time obedience.
上帝唔只是要找你一拜的顺服。
Because God wants to draw us to Him to obey Him continuously for our good.
因为上帝要咱哦吸引咱，为着咱的好处来跟随伊。
Why？
为什么呢？
Because God wants to continue to bless us.
因为上帝要继续的来祝福你。
Because God loves us.
因为上帝疼咱。
There is a third mark of this obedience.
有第三方面关乎顺服的。
It is an instant obedience.
这个是即时的顺服。
We are told in verse 3, Abraham, so Abraham rose early in the morning.And saddled his donkey.
第三节，咱读到亚伯拉罕清早起来，背上骡驴。
God spoke to Abraham, and Abraham immediately obeyed.
上帝对亚伯拉罕讲，伊就马上听从。
It was a complete obedience. It was an instant obedience.
伊是完全的顺服，还是即时的顺服？
Abraham go, and the next morning, early the next morning, Abraham left.
清早一直起来，伊就出发了。
He did not leave next week or next month.
伊无讲下礼拜，还是下个月。
He did not say, "Oh, I got to sacrifice my son. Let's take a holiday together for 1 month together, and then 1 month later I leave."
伊无讲，既然我要献上我的囝，安尼我应该甲伊有一个月的时间做定去度假。
Abraham go, and early the next morning,
he left.
God is looking for an instant obedience.
上帝要寻找即时的顺服
because that's a mark of true worship.
这个是真正的敬拜。
I told my fellow pastors in the church, I do not expect you to do what I do.
我对我教会的牧师讲，我无期望你做我所做的。
The Lord asked me to empty my bank account 3 times to zero.
上帝要我将银行的存款退出来，到个空。
My wife and I completely obeyed.
我甲我的牵手完全的顺服。
I said to my fellow pastors, I do not expect you to do that.
我对我的牧师讲，我无期望你对我来做。
As senior pastor, I said to them, I only expect you to listen to the Lord and you follow the Lord.
我只要你听上帝，你跟随上帝。
Whatever He says to you, just do it.
上帝怎样对你讲，你就照做吧。
Your life will be blessed.
你的生命定得蒙恩。
Your joy will be deep.
你的喜乐定得是真强烈的。
Your security will be strong.
你的家庭你会通更加信靠
Your faith will be robust
你的信心会更加坚定
Whatever he says to you, just do it
无论上帝对你说什么你就照做
When my church was building her last church building
当我的教会在起顶一座的礼拜堂的时候
It was a massive project that sits 2,000 people
是一个很大的计划要坐2,000人的礼拜堂
I have no more money to give because I've given everything.
我已经无钱通花啦，因为我已经完全献起了出来。
But we have a house.
但是我们有一间厝。
And the Lord lay upon our heart to sell the house and give it to the Lord.
上帝感动我，将这间厝卖出去来奉献。
I am so thankful for my wife because she is equally generous and faithful in her walk with the Lord.
我感谢上帝，我的牵手跟我同心。伊甲我同行信心的道路。
When I said to Anne, "We will sell our house and give to Jesus," she went, "Yes."
当我对伊讲，咱将这个厝卖上来献给上帝，伊讲好啊。
So I called my parents and say, "What do you think if we come back to stay with you?" And my parents were so happy.
当我对我父母讲，我倒来甲恁做阵徛好无？因真欢喜。
Come back and stay together.
伊讲倒来甲阮做阵徛
，so we sold our house and we returned some of the housing loan back to the housing board。
阮将厝卖煞，有一挂村的分期付款都要摊平。
And the balance we have was $40,000。
存落来的是40,000。
And for the $40,000, I was so happy. I have $40,000 to give to the Lord for our new church building.
我真正欢喜，因为我有40,000会通献予新的礼拜堂。
That's after giving everything. There was nothing else to give.
所以我已经献了，已经无物件剩会通来献了。
So I was walking feeling the joy. I was rich. I have 40,000 to give away.
所以我行的是我觉得我真富足，我有40,000元会通来奉献。
I was in Orchard Road, the shopping area, went into an art store and saw this beautiful sculpture of an eagle.
所以当我去到这里卖物件的所在，我看见有一个雕刻，刻一只真水的鹰。
I know about eagles. This is Chesterfield's sculpture. He's a famous American sculptor.
我知影，这个是美国一个真出名的雕刻家所雕刻的。
This is sculptor Chesterfield sculptures some of the finest wildlife pieces in the world.
这个雕刻家呢，伊雕刻了真侪这种野生的动物。
And there was this magnificent eagle that was on sale for $60,000.
这个鹰呢是要卖60,000元的。
The salesman saw I was interested.
这个卖物件的人看我有兴趣。
Because I was examining the eagle and admiring it.
因为我真正注意的在看。
And he heard me talk about Chesterfield, so he knows I know about the sculpture.
当我讲这个雕刻家的时，这个卖物件也知影我有一寡知识。
He said, Mr. Chan, if you are interested, I can ask the owner what's the best price we can give you.
伊讲你若是有兴趣咧，我会通请这个主人咧，予你一个特别好的价钱。
It was in an economic recession.
当迄阵咧是这个经济萧条的时阵
，The owner says I will release this eagle for $40,000.
这个主人讲我会甘愿卖40,000元给你。
I just had $40,000 in the bank.
我有40,000元伫银行。
I told Anne if I were a Christian businessman, I would have bought this eagle.
我对我的恳求讲，若是我是一个做生意的人，我会用40,000元去买这只鹰。
Because Chesterfield is a fantastic art investment.
因为这个雕刻家真出名，这个是真好的投资啊。
But I told Anne, I am not a businessman. I am a pastor.
但是我对恳求讲，我唔是做生意的，我是牧师。
And this $40,000 is already consecrated to God.
但是这40,000元已经是准备要来献上的。
God doesn't need me to invest it for Him.
上帝无需要我替伊去投资啊。
So I said to Anne, Anne, immediately write a check for $40,000 and send it to the church immediately.
So he just 马上签一张支票寄给礼拜堂。
So I don't have to think too much. Shall I give or shall I give?
我免阁再想啦，已经奉献出去。
I don't need to try to be too smart for God.
我免以为讲，我免自作聪明。
So Anne signed the check and gave it away.
所以恳求，我恳求就将这个支票签出去了。
About 9 months later or 8 months later,
差不多八九个月以后呢
I walked back to the same shop the eagle was sold.
我行到登这间店，那个鹰已经卖出去了。
The salesman was so happy.
这个卖物件的人真欢喜。
He said, "Mr. Chan, we sold this eagle."
伊讲，阮将迄个鹰卖出去了。
You should have bought it the last time.
伊讲，你顶一摆应该卖落来。
We now sold it for $90,000.
阮即阵也是将鹰90,000元卖出去啊。
Not bad, $50,000 for just 8 months investment.
哦，你会通伫八九个月赚50,000元啊。
I knew I have a good eye for investment.
我知影我有真好的投资的眼光啊。
But God did not call me to invest.
但是上帝无呼召我去投资啊。
God don't need my smartness to invest for Him.
上帝无需要我投资的聪明啊。
God only asked me to obey Him.
上帝只是呼召我来顺服。
A complete obedience.
完全的来顺服。
A willing obedience.
真正愿意的顺服。
An instant obedience.
并且是即时的顺服。
Because this is a mark of worship.
因为这个是敬拜。
My life is given by God.
我的生命是上帝所赐的。
And all that I have belongs to God.
我所有的拢属上帝。
I don't give to God what belongs to me.
我无将上帝来给家己。
No, I don't give to God what belongs to me.
我无将以为是属于我的来献给上帝。
I give to God what belongs to Him.
我将属上帝献给上帝。
If you understand all that you have belongs to God,
你那是怎样？你所有的拢是属上帝。
It is easy to give，
就真容易的献上。
Because your giving is a part, an important part of your worship。
因为你的奉献是敬拜真正重要的部分。
My friends ask me, how do you build a church with so much money but you are debt free？
我的朋友问我，你怎样起一间遐大的礼拜堂，并且无欠债
？How do you get your congregation to give so generously？
你的会友敢怎样会遐慷慨的奉献呢
？My friends are senior pastors and they want to know how do you motivate your congregation？
我的朋友也是主任牧师，因真想要知影。
I said very easy. You ask the congregation all to stand up.
我讲你请你所有的会友徛起来。
And ask them to put their hands into their neighbor's bag or pocket and take out their neighbor's wallet.
啊，你讲你就叫伊将你边头的会友的钱包摕出来。
And then you say you open up your neighbor's wallet.
你将你边头的人的钱包开起来。
And give whatever you like.
啊，就将你自由的来奉献就对。
If this is your neighbor's wallet,
啊，这里那是别人的咧。
How much will you give?
你的献偌济咧？
哎呀，你哦
哦，较济个咯。
Not my money，
唔是我个啊。
My neighbor's money，
是别人个啊。
Everybody we give，
哦，达人拢会通将别人个献上。
We even give the wallet，
啊，咱将个钱包也献上啦。
Why is not mine？
为什么咧？唔是我个嘛。
But you must understand that all that we have is not ours。
那你特别明白，你以为你所有个，其实唔是你个啊。
We don't own it, we are stewards of it.
咱不是主人，咱只是一个管家啊。
So we only give to God what rightfully belongs to God.
所以咱就要将属上帝的来献给上帝。
And when you don't own something, the possession will not possess you.
所以你若是认为说我无拥有这个，你就未有这个拥有的主权啊。
Your generous giving reflects your worship.
你的慷慨啊，都来表现出你真正的敬拜。
Abraham was willing to give his son.
阿伯拉罕愿意将伊的囝献上。
And in his only son of promise, he was willing to give God his everything.
并且伊献上这个独生囝，表示伊愿意献上伊所有的。
That is true worship.
这个是真正的敬拜。
The fourth mark of true worship is a steadfast obedience.
第四，真正的敬拜是恒久的顺服。
We find in verse 4, on the third day, Abraham raised his eyes and saw the place from a distance.
请你看第四节，到了第三日，阿伯拉罕抬头远远的看到那个所在。
It is a difficult journey for Abraham.
哦，这段路对伊来讲是艰苦的。
On the third day.
On the day 三日
long journey
是真远的一段路。
On the first day, he walked with his son.
头一日，甲伊的囝做阵行。
At night, they started a fire around the camp.
所以因起火。
Isaac was sleeping next to the fire.
这个以撒困伫这个火边。
Abraham came and covered him from the desert cold.
这个阿伯拉罕伫这个旷野真寒的所在，为伊加被。
And he loved his son.
伊疼伊的囝。
God knows it.
上帝知影。
God says he's your only son whom you love.
上帝讲是你的独生囝，是你所爱的以撒。
And Abraham might have come to kiss his son goodnight.
可能阿伯拉罕的甲伊的囝亲嘴，然后讲晚安。
And as Abraham slept, there could be a tear that came down his eyes.
可能阿伯拉罕睏的时，伊目屎也流落来。
The next day, they walked on.
第二日继续的行。
The second night, it happened again.
第二暝，相像的代志发生。
He watched his son as the son slept.
伊的囝咧睏，伊看到伊的囝。
All his hope of a future blessing rested upon the boy.
是伊将来所有的盼望，拢伫这个囡仔的身上。
And God said, "Would you give up this boy for me?"
上帝讲，你愿意将你所听的囝献给我无
？And he says, "Yes, I would, Lord."
伊讲，上帝，我愿意。
Though it pained him,
虽然心真痛
because he loved his boy.
因为伊疼伊个囝
Again, I see him covering him with a blanket and kissing him.
过一摆，咱看到伊甲伊个囝加皮亲嘴
Good night, my son. I love you.
囝，晚安，我疼你。
And God loves you.
上帝也疼你。
Second night.
第二暝。
On the third day.
第三日。
He saw the place in the distance.
伊远远个看到迄个所在。
The place of sacrifice.
即个献祭个所在。
Any time during these 3 days, Abraham could have turned back and walked home.
伫即三日内，亚伯拉罕随时会通回倒转去。
But Abraham had the heart of true worship.
但是伊有真正敬拜个心。
His obedience was steadfast.
伊个顺服咧是恒久个。
And so he moved on with his son.
所以伊就甲伊个囝做阵行。
To worship God.
去敬拜上帝。
The fifth mark of obedience is that it's a confident obedience.
第五方面咧是肯定个顺服。
What motivated Abraham?
什么推动亚伯拉罕?
What gave him the strength to sacrifice his son?
是什么力量让他能将囝来献上?
The answer is given in verse 8.
这个答案是在第八节。
Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb.
亚伯拉罕说,上帝必加给陪伴犯罪的羊羔。
His son has asked, Papa, here's the fire and here's the wood. Where's the lamb for the sacrifice?
伊个囝问，即个火茶拢有啦，献祭个羊羔伫倒落咧。
My son, God will provide.
伊讲囝，上帝必定陪伴。
What was Abraham thinking?
到底阿伯拉罕想什么咧
？What was he believing God for?
他到底相信上帝什么呢
If you read verse 8 carefully, you will know what Abraham is thinking.
所以你细腻的去读第八节，你就明白他想什么。
When Abraham says God will provide for himself the lamb,
当亚伯拉罕讲上帝必加给陪伴犯罪的羊羔
he really believes God is going to be faithful.
他实在相信上帝是信实的上帝。
He believed that God asked him to sacrifice Isaac.
他相信上帝吩咐他献上以撒。
But Abraham's faith in God was so strong, he believed God will raise Isaac from the dead.
但是他的信心这么的深，相信上帝会叫他对死来复活。
You may say, Pastor, how do you know that Abraham is thinking that God will raise the son from the dead?
你说，牧师啊，怎样你会这样说呢？你怎样会知道呢？
Because of what he told the servants.
因为伊对伊个仆人讲
，because of how he defined worship in verse 5
第五节，那看伊怎样和这个敬拜定义呢
？Abraham said to the young man, "Stay here with the donkey. I and the Lord let will go over there. We will worship and return. We will worship and we will return."
第五节，亚伯拉罕对伊个仆人讲：，恁甲女伫遮听候。我甲同主往遐去拜一拜，阮就会倒到你家来。
He did not say we the two of us will worship and I will return. One person go, one person come back.
伊唔是讲阮去遐拜一咧，我会倒来。伊是讲阮两个人去，啊，阮两个人会做阵倒来。
Why? Because he really believed God has the power to raise Isaac from the dead. God has the power to be faithful.
因为他相信上帝有这个带领，叫他的子会通对死来复活。
My God will provide.
我的上帝必定陪伴。
In the book of Hebrews, in Hebrews 13, it is said Abraham believed that God could raise his son from the dead.
在希伯来书第十一章讲上亚伯拉罕相信上帝会叫伊个囝活起来。
It was a confident obedience.
这个是真肯定的顺服。
What gave me the faith to give all to Jesus?
但将所有的献上，你需要按照款的信心呢
？Because I believe God will provide.
因为我相信上帝定着必办。
And today I testify to you, God is no man's debtor.
我今日用你做见证。上帝无欠咱什么
He has provided fully and abundantly for my wife and I.
上帝丰丰富富的供应我甲我的家庭。
We adopted two daughters.
阮领养了两个查某囝。
In Singapore, in adoption, you must give an ang pao.
伫新加坡咧，你要领养人，你就要送一个红包。
It's about 5,000, maybe 8,000 for a girl.10,000 to 15,000 for a boy.
可能是5,000 to 8,000领养一个查甫囡仔，可能是10,000 to 15,000来领养一个查甫囡仔。
We had completely nothing in our bank account.
阮银行的存款无半项啦。
So how do we adopt a girl if we have nothing in the bank for the 红包？
咱要怎样来领养呢？阮完全无钱来包红包啊。
All I know, my God will provide.
我相信我的上帝定着陪伴。
I had no money with me when I went.
当我去的时咧，我无钱啊。
I just would rehearse and say, I am a pastor. I believe in God. He will provide for me. I like to adopt your baby girl.
我已经家己讲好势了。我要对伊讲，我是牧师，我无钱，我要领养。
The girl was a 17-year-old girl.
这个是一个17岁的查某囡仔。
Her boyfriend don't even know he's a father.
伊个大伯朋友唔知影，伊是老爸。
Boyfriend left her。
这个大伯朋友早就离开了。
But this young girl felt I should not abort。
这个查某囡仔讲，我唔通去拍掉这个胎。
Hid the pregnancy from the mother。
所以伊就隐藏，无予伊老母知影。
Only on the day of delivery, the mother found out. Her mother found out。
当生囝迄一日，伊个老母才知影。
And therefore, the grandmother now came and talked to us and said, "I'm not giving my granddaughter, I'm not selling my granddaughter to you. I am giving to you. Take good care of her."
So, this grandma just like to me, "I'm not going to give this son to you. I'm giving to you, but I ask you to take good care of her."
I don't even have to say my rehearsed speech.
我根本也无需要啊，将我练好的这个台词啊来讲出来。
I'm sorry, I cannot prepare an ang pao, but I know my God will provide for this girl.
我阿免讲，对唔住，我无钱通包红包，我知影我系上帝的庇伴。
I just went in and she said, "I am giving my granddaughter to you."
伊讲，我将我的孙送予你。
God provides.
上帝庇伴。
I have two girls.
我有两个查某囡。
Both adopted.
两个拢是养起的。
Both no money for ang pao for the adoption.
两个拢无钱包ang pao的。
Then how did I get the second girl?
我怎样得到第二个呢
？Because the second girl was very, very sick.
第二个伊是有大病的。
So sick, the mother was afraid we are not going to adopt the baby.
这个囡仔哈病个真重，伊的老母。够担心嘛？因为安尼款，阮无必要饲。
The mother was a bar hostess on drugs.
伊个老母咧是吸毒个，伫酒吧个做工个。
And so with this pregnancy, she didn't abort, but she could not keep the girl.
因为有生了后咧，伊也无将这个胎拍掉。
And when the baby is very sick,
当这个囡仔真正病重个时
，she wasn't even thinking of 红包。
伊根本无想到红包啊
！Who wants? Please take, please take.
希望被赶紧退去了。
And God told me, take this baby home.
上帝对我讲，将这个 baby 带回去。
And love her.
听伊。
She has three lumps in her brain.
伊个头脑内面有三粒瘤啊。
And the lumps, if they press on the brain, she can be blind, deaf, dumb, or paralyzed on one side.
那是这个瘤中大带着神经线咧，伊可能痴迷，噶是哀告，噶是未听咧，噶是半身不遂。
No need 红包 ，please take my baby。
唔免红包，你退去吧。
And so we took the baby home. She was so small.
当阮将这个 baby 抱登去时，伊真衰啊。
We laid hands and pray for her.
阮按手甲伊祈祷。
And when we brought her for her medical checkup.
当阮带伊去检查的时咧
，the cyst in her brain completely disappeared.
因脑内面的瘤啊，完全消失了。
Today she is a happy child.
今日咧，伊是一个真欢喜的囡仔。
Now 18 years old and 17 years old.
因18岁、17岁。
And all these 17, 18 years, God provides for them.
这17、18年来，上帝陪伴。
Because our God is faithful.
因为我们的上帝是信实的上帝。
We can trust him.
我们能信靠他。
Our obedience is a confident obedience.
我们敬拜顺服是肯定的。
Our God is almighty.
我们上帝是全能的。
So whatever he asks me to do,
所以无论他吩咐我什么，
I can trust God.
我会通信靠伊。
The year was 2004. I was in London.
2004年，我伫伦敦。
And I told the Lord, Lord, give me a new vision for the ministry.
我对上帝讲，和我的侍奉有一个新的意象。
And the Lord said, there are five things I want you to do.
上帝讲有五项事，我要你去做。
It was very clear. I could write it in my journal and record these five things.
我看甲真清楚，我。会通将这五项拢一一地写出来。
And the Lord said, all these five things now is 2004. I want you to do it by 2008.
上帝对我讲，这五项代志咧，我要你伫四年来到2008年的时完成。
They are not easy things to do.
这些拢唔是容易完成嘅。
The first thing he said, I want you to go back to Singapore and build a church sitting 2,000 strong.
伊讲，我要你到去新加坡建立一个一堂有2000人的教会。
We already have a building that sits 1,000 strong.
我已经有一间礼拜堂一堂坐1,000人。
Build another building.
伊讲起另外一间。
But don't draw down on a bank loan.
但是唔通用银行来贷款。
Trust me, I will provide.
相信上帝，伊会供应。
And you will enter completely debt free.
你会通完全无欠债。
And in the midst of the building project,
当这个建筑进行的时阵
，when the church have no money,
当礼拜堂无钱的时咧
，we have already given our best.
我已经将最好的献上了。
It was near Christmas time.
当阮接近圣诞的时
，The Lord say, raise a Christmas gift of $400,000 and give to missions.
上帝感动阮的心，讲阮应该调备40万元来送予宣教的机构。
15% of our church fund is already given to missions.
阮教会15%的钱咧，已经献予宣教了。
The people are already sacrificially giving to missions.
正人已经真正出力地奉献了。
Now we have a need in building this church.
然后我们要起新的礼拜堂。
We don't have the money.
我们无钱。
And God is asking us to raise nearly $500,000 over and above what we have given to missions to give more to missions.
但是上帝佫要我们献上差不多50万元。来帮助其他的宣教机构。
I prayed and I went to the church board.
我祈祷，我就对我的董事会来讲。
I said to the church board, "Would you want to do something that when it is done, it's a story to tell our children and our children's children?"
我讲，恁愿意做一件事，那是咱做了咧，咱会通将这件事跟咱的子子孙孙来讲。
How when we have no money, we could still give?
当我们没钱的时候，有我们的能献出。
It is the story of my life and ends.
这个是我和我的牵手的生命的故事。
Now we want it to be the story for the church.
这个我要管理是我们整个礼拜堂的事情。
Where you have no money, but you still can give.
我们没钱，有我们的能献。
We don't know where the money will come for the church building.
我们不知道教会这个建筑的钱要对到来。
We have already used up our funds.
我们已经将所有的钱用完了。
How do you raise nearly $500,000 more to give to missions?
你要怎样再调价接近50万啊？
Christmas is coming, we will have a special Christmas offering.
这个圣诞要来了，我们要有一个特别的圣诞观。
And in that one Christmas offering, we raised about $400,000.
就在一摆的这个圣诞观里面，我丢掉超过40万。
And when we added other giving, it came up to nearly $500,000.
将其他的收入啊，最近放落来，咱超过
50万。We listed 20 mission agencies in Singapore, and we blessed them with a Christmas gift.
我就将这笔钱咧捐予20间的宣教机构。
Now we really have no money.
这阵咧，阮实在是无钱啦。
Before that, we had no money.
以前咧，阮也无钱。
Now we really have no money.
这阵咧，完全更加无钱啦。
And we have to depend upon the Lord as a church.
阮作为一个教会，特别完全来仰望上帝。
The final Sunday came just before we entered the new church building.
落尾一个礼拜时，当阮特别准备刷入去新的礼拜堂。
The Lord has promised me, son, when you enter the new church building, it will be totally paid for.
上帝应允予我。当阮搬去新礼拜堂的时咧，阮会看到伊的陪伴。
How much do we need? We need $430,000.
阮需要偌济咧？阮需要430万。
How do we raise that?
要怎样来得到这个这笔钱呢
？On the last Sunday, I stood before the congregation.
在最尾一礼拜，我站伫正会友的面前。
I say you, I know you have already given sacrificially.
我知影恁已经尽着出力的奉献。
And in our lack of funds, we have also given to missions.
当阮家己无够的时咧，阮献予宣教。
I believe God will provide.
我相信上帝会
帮。I believe our worship is seen in our giving.
咱的敬拜就要透过咱的奉献来看出。
The money is not ours. The money is God's.
这个钱不是咱的，是上帝的。
We are giving to God what belongs to Him.
咱将属上帝来献上给上帝。
So this Sunday, I said to my congregation, this Sunday is the last Sunday I will collect for the church building fund.
这个礼拜咧，是咱最后一拜，用会友来捐建筑的基金。
Next Sunday, I won't collect anymore because I really believe God will provide everything in full.
这个礼拜咧，我唔免搁再收啦。因为我相信上帝定着陪伴。
So I say to the church, this is your last chance to give.
所以我对礼拜堂讲，这里是你最尾一摆的机会。
We need $430,000.
我需要430万。
I won't tell you how much to give.
我无要跟你讲，你就要献偌济。
You ask the Lord, and whatever He tells you, you just offer.
你问上帝，上帝对你讲，你就献吧。
That Sunday we needed $430,000. In one single Sunday, we collected over $520,000. Over and above what we needed. Because God is faithful, He will provide for Himself. There is a confident faith.
这个是真肯定的顺服。
Please understand something important.
我请你来明白真重要的事。
There are wonderful things we can do when we get to heaven.
有真多代志，咱会通来做，来欢喜的去天堂。
But there are two things we cannot do in heaven.
但是有两件事咧，咱伫天堂无办法去做啦。
In heaven, we can worship God.
伫天堂，咱会通敬拜上帝。
In heaven, we can fellowship with the saints.
咱会通甲正圣徒团契。
In heaven, we can talk to Moses and King David and Abraham.
在天堂，咱会通甲大卫王、甲摩西啊、甲亚伯拉罕来讲话。
We will have a wonderful fellowship in heaven.
咱会通有美好的团契。
In heaven, we can sing praises to God.
在天堂，咱会通来阿罗上帝。
But there are two things we cannot do in heaven.
但是在顶面呢，有两件事你袂得做。
In heaven, we will not be able to evangelize.
在天堂，你无办法传福音啦。
Because there will be no lost people in heaven, all will be believers.
因为在顶面咧，无一个失丧的，拢是信上帝的。
In heaven, we cannot give our earthly money to God.
在天顶咧，你袂通将地上的钱来献给上帝。
Because when you die, you cannot bring your earthly money with you.
因为当你死的时咧，你袂通将世上的钱带去天堂。
In other words, when you close your eyes and breathe your last breath.
我这句话讲咧，当你看你的目睭，你吞落最尾一口气。
And when you open your eyes,
当你开你的目睭
，you will be in heaven.
你伫天堂啦。
But forever, you will never again have a chance to share with the lost or to give unto God.
对迄阵咧，你就无可能啊，按阿未得救的人传福音，啊无可能来奉献啦。
What you can give of your earthly possession is here and now. This is the opportunity.
你要怎样将你只有伫遮，甲有办法将你地上的财米来献到上帝。
You cannot bring this earthly wealth with you.
你无可能将这个地上的财米带去。
but you can now exchange it for souls.
但是你会通即阵咧来交换失丧嘅灵魂。
You can exchange it for the building of the church.
你会通来交换教会礼拜堂。
You can exchange it for the extension of the kingdom.
你会通来交换叫上帝嘅国度扩展。
But why would you want to do that?
为什么你要安尼做咧？
Because all that you and I have belongs to God.
因为你我所有的拢属上帝。
But more importantly, because God has already provided for us.
更加重要是上帝早就家己备办。
And He provided for us the best.
然后伊将最好的替咱备办。
When Abraham was about to sacrifice Isaac,
当亚伯拉罕就要献伊的子的时
候 ，God says stop.
上帝讲停手。
Look,
你看。
And he saw a ram.
伊就看到一只公羊
provided by God for the sacrifice.
上帝备办来献祭。
That ram,
迄只公羊
represents Jesus Christ sacrificed for us.
代表耶稣替咱献祭。
Jesus is the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice sacrificed for us.
耶稣是完全的公羊。圣洁的羔羊为咱献上。
God provided for us His best.
上帝替咱备办上好的。
And for all of eternity, we will be blessed by Him in heaven because we believe in Jesus.
所以在永远永远的中间，咱会通蒙恩蒙福。
Now on earth, we have the opportunity to steward the resources God has given for us for His kingdom, so that more people might come to know Jesus.
所以对照我们要做一个好管家将属上帝献出来然后来扩展上帝的国度
And when they believe in Jesus they shall be saved
当他们信耶稣他们就得救了
What is true worship?
什么是真正的敬拜
True worship is obedience
真正敬拜是顺服
How do we express that obedience?
我们要怎样来表现我们的顺服呢
You express that obedience through giving
你透过奉献来表示。
The world says you grab.
这个世界讲你就去 take.
God says you give.
上帝讲你就献出。
I want to close with a personal true story.
我要跟你分享我一个个人的代志。
When Ann and I have given everything in the building of our first building.
当我们去头一间礼拜堂的时候，我已经尽所有献上。
We were a younger pastoral couple.
迄阵阮阁是少年的牧师。
It was the church first church building that seats 1,000 people.
这里是头一间礼拜堂会通坐一千人。
Ann and I had been working. She was a school teacher. I was a military officer.
阮过去拢咧做事，伊是先教册先生，我是军人做兵的。
So we have saved a bit before we went to Bible College.
我有一寡储蓄，然后我去神学院。
And in Bible College, the Lord said, "Give everything to us." So we took all that we have saved and we gave it to mission.
在神学院，上帝叫我们就要献上所有的，我就做了。
We want to walk by faith.
因为我们要靠信心来行。
By the time the new building was built,
当我们建了头一间礼拜堂。
Ann and I have less than $1,000 between the two of us in all our bank accounts.
阮只有存无到一千块。
It was $900 something.
只有九百几。
But my daughters were richer than us.
阮的查某囝比阮较有钱啊。
Each of my daughter has $2,000 each.
阮的查某囝各达一日里有家己有两千块。
The reason why they had is because a friend gave it to them.
为什么因有呢？因为有一个朋友好因。
They were not from our church. They were their friends who say we like to give $4,000 for two of your daughters.
伊唔是阮的会友，伊讲阮要将这四千块给你的查某囝。
So we opened up a bank account $2,000 each.
所以阮就开了一个银行的户口来给这两个查某囝。
And when the Lord spoke to me, give all that you have for the church building.
当我听上帝的吩咐，将所有的献上。
I gave the 900, then I remember my children have these funds.
啊，阮将家己存的九百几献上，但是我想到，诶，我的查某囝 自己有两千啊。
So I call up my friend and say thank you for giving to my children, but we have a new church building. May I use this children's fund for the new church building?
所以我就敲电给我的朋友，我讲阮有一个新的礼拜堂，会通用你所付的这四千来献给礼拜堂无？
My friend said, we know you couldn't keep money, so we actually gave it to your children.
我的朋友说，我知道你也没放钱的，所以我特别要给你的女儿。
If we give you, you will give away.
我若是给你，你会送出去。
We say give to your children, we hope you will keep it at least for your children.
我说给你的女儿，你可能会留下来给你的女儿。
But the money is yours, you can do whatever you like to do with it.
他说这个钱是你的，你的汤按照你的意思去做。
So in our evening devotional with the family, we show our two girls, they were very young, we show them their bank book, $2,000, $2,000.
所以当我们一家在敬拜的时候，我就将这个银行的存折给他们看，你们一人有两千。
And I said, Mommy and Daddy are giving to Jesus, would you also like to give to Jesus your bank accounts?
所以我就对他们说，我们父母呢，将我们的献给上帝，你愿意将你的也献给上帝吗？
The two girls say yes, we will.
这两个查某囡仔讲，我愿意啊。
Then it hit me, they don't understand what they are saying.
然后我才知影，印度唔明白伊在讲什么呀。
They were too young. All they say is two books and 2,000. They don't understand what is 2,000.
因太细汉，伊看到两本碎破啊，伊未明白到底两千是偌济啊。
Then I remember they still have a piggy bank.
然后我就想起哦，因为一只猪颈。
Would you like to give your piggy bank to Jesus?
然后我讲你愿意将猪颈也献给耶稣无
？The two girls look each other. Yes, we will give to Jesus.
因讲阮愿意啊。
I turned the piggy bank around to take out the stopper to pour the money.
然后我就将这只猪颈变过来啊，就要将。
But this piggy bank doesn't have a stopper. You have to break the piggy bank.
但是这个猪颈啊，无迄个塔哦，你就要将伊拍破。
So I told the children, "Sorry, we have to break the piggy bank."
我就对查某囡仔讲，咱就要将这只猪颈拍破。
My younger girl with one tear coming out her pudgy cheeks, she said, "Daddy, must piggy die?"
我查某囝目屎流落来讲，爸爸啊，这个猪囝就要死啊
！So I got the opportunity to tell her the story of Abraham.
所以我有机会甲伊讲亚伯拉罕的代志。
How Abraham sacrificed his son?
亚伯拉罕怎样献伊的囝
？But then God said stop and provided the ram.
上帝讲停，然后伊陪伴。
And there is God's lamb that is provided for us. His name is Jesus.
上帝为我们陪伴公羊，他的名就是耶稣。
Jesus died for our sins.
耶稣为我们的罪死。
That believing in him, we might have eternal life in heaven.
相信他，我们有得到永远的生命。
Jesus died for us.
耶稣为我们死。
Can we sacrifice piggy for Jesus?
我们能将这只猪颈献上给上帝吗？
That night, piggy died.
那一晚，这个猪颈死了。
We open up $27 some cents.
我们在拍破有27块几。
The $27 and piggy meant more to my daughters than their $4,000 in their bank.
对因来讲，这只猪颈跟27块比4000元较有意义啊。
They learn to give to Jesus.
因学习怎样献上和耶稣。
And as I close, listen to the words of this little girl.
当咱结束的时候，我要你注意来听这个囡仔的话。
Because since that time she grew,
对迄阵开始伊长大。
And she stood up one day in London, still as a little girl before school, preschooler. She said, "Because Jesus is the greatest, and I want to give him my best."
当伊个阿伯入小学读册的时咧，伊站起来伊讲。上帝是全能的，我要将最好的来献上给上帝。
What is true worship?
什么是真正的敬拜
？When we can say with all our hearts，
那你通全心的来讲无
？Jesus is the greatest，
耶稣是全能的
，and I want to give him my best。
我要将最好的来献上。
Would you bow with me and pray？
请您甲我同心阿头来祈祷。
Heavenly Father, please bless us。
天父上帝，求你来祝福我们。
Bless us with your word and truth.
将你的话甲你的真理来相属乎阮。
To understand what true worship is，
来明白什么是真正的敬拜。
True worship is when our eyes are upon Jesus。
真正的敬拜是阮定睛伫耶稣身上。
To know that Jesus is the greatest，
因为耶稣你是最伟大的。
And we want to give him our best。
我们要将最好的来献上给伊。
We thank you for this truth。
我感谢你享受这个真理。
In Jesus' name，
奉耶稣的圣名。
Amen。
Amen。Thank you so much。